right, Amos, today we're talking about the Milton Theater presenting the Seraphin Ensemble, the Seraphins, for a very special concert celebrating the holiday season. What's the name of the concert? Where's it going to be? Tell me all about it.
Well, this is the Seraphin String Ensemble Winter Selections Performance at the Milton Theater. It's on December 12th. Doors open at 6 p.m. at the Milton Theater and shows at 7 p.m. It's going to be a really fabulous performance. I'm looking forward to playing with our president here at the Music School of Delaware, Kate Ransom, as well as a good friend of mine, Jacques-Pierre Milan on cello, and Luke Fleming coming down from New York, as well as local countertenor and phenom Gus Mercanti.
All right, talk more about the what people can expect to hear who attend the performance.
Well, the performance is going to have a really nice mixture of sort of what we might call classical pops music, such as Leroy Anderson's Sleigh Ride, as well as some really wonderful classical selections as well. The two sort of meat and potatoes pieces on the program would be the two movements from Beethoven's String Quartet, Opus 18, Number 4, which I've played with Kate before, actually at the Milton Theater. Really fabulous piece. Looking forward to doing it again with her. And then a piece that's actually new to me, the Dvorak Terzetto for two violins and viola. Really fabulous piece. Very much looking forward to playing it.
What else can people expect to hear?
Well, there will be some... There will be some vocal selections sung by Gus Mercanti, as well as a really wonderful string quartet arrangement of Vivaldi's Winter from the Four Seasons. So very much appropriate for the season, as it were.
This sounds like it's going to be a fantastic show on Thursday, December 12th at the Milton Theater, again, presenting the Seraphin Ensemble, the Seraphins. Give me some background about the ensemble, Amos.
Well, the Seraphin Ensemble, as far as I understand it, grew out of the Seraphin String Quartet, which Kate Ransom was a member for many, many years. And so now the Seraphin Ensemble, rather than being a group that is defined by one specific instrument orientation, it is instead sort of a group of rotating musicians. A group of people, so basically whatever project we want to take on, we just arrange those musicians in that configuration and go from there.
And you have been playing the violin for many years. Talk about that. What got you interested in playing the violin?
I started playing the violin at the age of 2.5. My mother started me. She was a Suzuki violin instructor. She taught out of the home. So I've been playing now for over 30 years. It's weird to say that I'm 33 years old. I've been playing for over 30 years.
Wow. How can people get tickets for this performance at the Milton Theater on Thursday, December the 12th at 7 p.m.?
Well, they can get tickets on the Milton Theater website, which is miltontheater.com. That's personally where I would recommend you get your tickets. Or they can get them at the door.
For people who have not been to the Milton Theater, this is a great, great venue. Have the Seraphins played at the Milton Theater before, or is this the first time?
No, actually. Last season, we did a concert there in the spring in preparation for the debut of Seraphin Summer Music. Three of the four performers are making their return, myself, Kate Ransom, and Luke Fleming. Jacques-Pierre, or JP as we call him, is making his Milton Theater debut.
Is this performance on Thursday, December 12th, family-friendly?
Oh, absolutely! It definitely. While there is definitely some what you would call maybe, like I said, meat and potatoes on the program. There's enough lighter stuff on the program, and perhaps even some audience participation that the kids will definitely love it.